Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about getting into fights with your partner. You know, my wife in this case. And I just thought I'd share this podcast while I'm still in the midst of it, while I'm still, you know that pent up kind of feeling in your body when you get really, you know, grumpy or emotional about something. I'm still feeling that. I thought a podcast while I'm doing it is a good idea. I can talk it through with you guys, my listeners, to actually, get it out of my own head, which is one of the big challenges. So let's dive into today's podcast. Okay, so we're going to get into this. I want to just give you a bit of context. So me and my wife just got back with the little one from a camping trip. That went really well, had its ups and downs like every camping trip. But we got back, we started sorting the house out, getting ready, and we ended up getting into a bit of a fight. And I'll explain a bit more about it to you and how it makes sense and what I'm learning and what I'm trying to do to get through it. But, you know, when it comes to being dyslexic, what I find a lot when I'm talking to people is we either sit on one side or the other side of the emotional, call it the byline. We've either completely disconnected emotionally, so we don't care. That probably fits more of the narcissistic side of dyslexia, because I do believe a lot of dyslexics have the potential or tendency to go down the narcissistic route. But also, we either go the other way, where we actually are so overly self-critical, quite emotional. Even if we don't show it on the outside, internally we're quite emotional when it comes to things like fights. So we're either kind of disconnected or we're all in. And so it's usually the decision, like if a dyslexic asks me, am I a narcissist? The minute you ask that question, am I a narcissist? You're probably not. You're probably overly emotional about it and just have a wall up is what I see a lot of the time, because narcissists can't see that they're narcissists. That's why they are narcissists, if that makes any sense, if there's anyone out there wondering. But for the sake of what we're talking about today, I naturally tend to the emotional side, and so does my wife. We're both emotional creatures. We have clear beliefs in how things should work, but, you know, deep down we have that. Now, where did this fight start? So I've bought an air conditioner unit. My wife helped me find it, which was great. We bought it, set it up, and it's been running relatively smoothly until recently. And it's been very hot over here. I think yesterday got to the fifth highest temperature ever recorded. You know, I think that's happening around the world at the moment with all the madness. But so it's really hot. Air conditioner is very valuable. But what started happening is the air conditioner has been leaking. And we didn't, I don't use air conditioners a lot, so I don't know a huge amount about them. And I needed to sort it out because I can't go without air conditioning, but I also don't want a massive water leak going through the carpet or creating a mess for whatever reason. We're about to move out of this house and we want to look after it, which is all good. We're all on the same page about that. But going in to solve the problem, me and my wife have slightly different opinions. And my wife believes she, you know, or how it comes across, is that she has a very clear path about how things should be done. She's very firm on certain things and her mindset about it, and has trouble, if I'm honest, trusting, you know, people with certain activities, myself included. She's got this habit of kind of going all in on things, which to me, also being someone who has quite firm opinions, can get a bit grating when we both try and put our own foot down on certain things. It really turns into, like for me, a feeling of being micromanaged, a feeling of not being allowed to do my thing. This is how it comes across in my body, and I feel like I get frustrated. And this happens quite a bit. So I've got to this, what I realized today is I've kind of got into this pattern of I can kind of predict when this is going to happen. And I'm already frustrated about it before we get into the fight. So, for example, today I read the manual. I managed to find it online for this air conditioning unit. Work out what had happened. Work out how to empty it. Gave it a crack. There was no water in this machine. So I'm like, okay, that's not the problem. It doesn't look like that is the problem. Something else is happening. Now, I decided that if I put a towel under it and run the machine, I'll be able to see, is there a leak still happening? Because it's definitely not coming through the tube at the back of the air conditioner. So that was how I wanted to operate it. Made sense, completely logical in my head. But before, and you know, I'm being the good husband here, I go to my wife and say, do you have an old towel I can use to put under the machine to run it? That's all I said. I didn't go into detail about my plans or anything. She is doing something else, but I want to ask you. But before I even asked her, I knew she was going to weigh in with a very clear opinion on how things should be done, how it should be done her way. And that really just grates me. And if I'm not in the right mood to deflect that or to deal with that, I get frustrated as well. And we start, our communication goes off. We just start getting a bit snarky with each other. You know, she reacts by getting frustrated and kind of withdrawing a bit and blaming me. It's all about my fault. And I'm sitting there going, she can't see what she's doing here, even though I'm trying to get it across to her. And we just get frustrated. And it just becomes this, like, little explosion of frustration. And, you know, to be honest, this doesn't happen a lot. Most of the time I can deal with it and handle it. It's just from time to time. And while we're in this process of moving house, which is coming up in the next few weeks, as you can imagine, the opportunity for these type of fights comes up more often because there's so many more things we're having to organize. And a lot of the time I've kind of said, hey, you can kind of do it your way. I'm happy to take a back seat if you want to do it your way. But occasionally it's kind of like you can have 90 to 95% of the wins, but I need something and I just can't get it across to her that how important it is to me. And I'm kind of in the midst of this. She's just gone to the gym. I'm just stewing in it. And I thought, hey, I'm going to record a podcast because I'm not the only one experiencing this. It's really a communication issue that needs to be solved. And so, like, I sat down, I decided to meditate afterwards and sit with it. And I could just see this going around in my head over and over again, overthinking it. And I said to myself, I can't control my wife. I can explain to her how I'm feeling. But what do I need to learn from this? What do I need to see from these arguments? Because For everything, I know it's not just one person. There is no argument without two people having some reaction. So like if I was really docile and just was happy with my wife just controlling everything, there would be no fights, right? I'd be like, oh, you treat me like a child. You do it all. Da da da. It's okay. I'll just completely put my hands up and just let you do it. There wouldn't be a fight, right, if that was the case. But the truth being is I'm not a docile child like that. I can play that role when things don't matter to me. I'm like, hey, if you want to take control, Merry Christmas, enjoy yourself, go for it. But when I want to do something myself, I'm not going to just hand over control, right? So there's something in that. But I've had to stand up to that and I had to get frustrated with it, right? So I was sitting there going, what, you know, in this meditative time, this kind of zone where I get to focus on me and, you know, what's happening in my life, I said to myself, okay, what can I learn? One, I'm being triggered by this. Why am I being triggered by this? And I started to think through and feel into it and realize my dad did this a lot to my mum. You know, it was a massive issue where he would just undermine what she did. He wouldn't just let her do it her way and even learn by failing. You know, sometimes it's the best way to learn, right? Is to try something and fail, not just be told what you should be doing, which for anybody is frustrating. So I saw that a lot as a kid. And it frustrated me, like, to no end. Like, it's annoying. And I hated other people doing it to me. You know, my mum had a negative reaction to it. I have a negative reaction to it. I don't like to do it to my wife. If I do, I like to catch myself because it's not a fun place to be. No one wants to be just micromanaged and told what to do. But I definitely have a negative trigger there, an association with what I saw growing up in my childhood. So that's something I have to be aware of, and I have to articulate that to my wife. But we also have to go, how can we get through this without this popping up? Because it's not working the way it is. Like, you know, how do we change this experience? Because I could just sit there, we could get frustrated. You know, we could come to some sort of, you know, and we will at some point come to some sort of truth about this and go, hey, let's just drop this. This is childish. What are we doing? We're talking about an air conditioning unit. you know, and I need to also understand where she's coming from as well. So, but I don't want to just bury this under the rug. It's not a benefit to either of us. You know, what you find with fights is their patterns, right? If it happens once, it's going to happen again if you don't deal with it. And so for me, I've got to sit down with her and actually say, hey, how, you know, this is how you make me feel when you do that. I feel like I'm giving you a lot of control around the house and around what you want to own and control. I give you that. But there are times where I just need you to help me out with something I ask for. So in this case, I was after a towel. I wasn't after a speech about how I need to do it a different way, to do what I was doing in a different way. It wasn't helpful in the moment. I just need you to trust me and let me do it. The world won't end. Just trust me, because I'm asking you to trust me. That's what I'm asking you. And I just feel you're not trusting me. So I have to articulate this to her so she's aware. And we have to come to some agreement together on how we handle it. Maybe there's a word or something I have to use, or say, I just need a towel. Maybe it's I just need, or whatever it is. And that means I don't want a speech about how to do something. I'm not looking to explain myself. Because the other challenge with dyslexia is trying to explain the process, like the way I want to test out this air conditioner. If I have to explain exactly what I'm trying to do every single time, it takes a lot of mental energy if I'm tired to explain my whole process rather than just me act on it. And so, you know, trying to get us into a balance where we can both do the same thing. She has the same right. I just need, she can say that to me and I'm not allowed to put my opinion in of what I think. I just have to help her with that or not help her with that. If I don't have what she needs, I can say that, of course. So that's what we're going to try. That's what I'm going to try with her. And, you know, I love her. She's my wife. She's awesome. But like every relationship, we're going to have ups and downs and bumps. And the dyslexic style of mindset where I know that she's just trying to solve the problem. She's not trying to, I completely understand. She's not trying to do it in a mean way. And if I do it to someone else, I'm not trying to do it in an undermining, micromanaging way. It's not the intention of it, but it comes across like that. And when it does come across like that, it puts people's backs up, right? If they're in the mode of trying to solve their own problem and they're not after help, sometimes you just want to be executing the solution. You don't really want someone's opinion. Let you know I have executed the solution and I've worked out the problem based on what I did. But nonetheless, it's frustrating and it becomes visceral in your energy. And so I know I just have to take a few steps back, chill out, and then have this conversation with her. So I just wanted to share that, guys. While it's happening, you know, communication is a challenge, right? Fights are real. And, you know, if you don't actually work through them properly and get to the bones of them, you can't both be on the same page to do that. It does cause long-term issues. I've seen it in my previous relationships. And I know me and Holly will get through this, but it's, I just wanted to share it because I know it can hopefully help a few of you to see things from a different perspective. Hopefully you've enjoyed that episode, guys. I'll be back next week.